This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, for sure. They got primer on the walls in the locker room right now, so they're getting ready to paint something. I don't know what. So it was a little bit brighter in there than usual. Definitely exciting coming in. I mean, really not just rookies. I think everyone had a little bit of nervous energy coming today just because of the stadium feel. And I think, like I said to Courtney, I think that's a good thing and good things to work through before we get going with the preseason games.
We still know him. It's not just somebody that we used to know. I mean, like, it's Cole Kmet.
Ben Johnson said really good things about Cole Kmet over the last few days, and he's in the circle of trust.
Yes.
When it comes to pass catchers on the Bears, he was named, I think, first when asked about it. So
very interesting how that's all going to play out. Luther Burden with quite a performance at practice over the recent days.
I was very impressed with Luther Burden.
At 5 o'clock, Lawrence Holmes' impressions of Bears practice. All kinds of impressions. You're great at impressions.
I've been working on them.
You're like the Rich Little of the score, pretty much.
I do sneaky good impressions, though.
You actually do. What was one? Oh, you did a McNeil a couple weeks ago. It was like, well, I guess I've retired mine.
Well, we all worked for him. So.
Hey, Chicago! I know, we all sound like that. But yeah, you're pretty good.
Gonna go out to Hammond High, watch him put pads on, watch footballs be in the air.
That is so good. It sounds like Lawrence was like method acting, smoking for like 3 hours before he does it each time.
He was standing out in front of the Chicago Theater with Jerry Taft having a heater. R.I.P. Jerry Taft.
I got a text, Matt, because there's a great donut. I think it's Munster. There's a great donut place either in Munster or Hammond.
Oh, it's Munster. He used to bring them in for us all the time.
God, those
donuts.
Was it
Munster Donuts? Okay. There was another place. There's like Butterfingers. I think it was Butterfingers, I believe, was the name of the bakery.
That might be a trip this weekend. Go on over to Munster, get myself a dozen or something. Share them with people. That sort of thing.
You make friends with donuts. You do. It's good. It's admirable. It's an admirable thing about you.
Yeah.
There was none in the Blackmobile when he gave me a ride that
no,
I was expecting.
No, no, there will be no food in that car, Speaks.
I was expecting a special donut compartment.
No, there will be no food in that car.
You hit a button on your utility belt. Lawrence has a donut utility belt.
That's the other car. This car, there will be no consumption of any sort of food.
The other car has a donut compartment?
Yep. Hit a little button, and there it is. Open the door, the light come on. That's a deep, deep cut.
Yes,
if you got that reference...
Then get your affairs in order. Good luck. And
it's the truth.
I hope you have your will notarized.
But yeah, I was at Hallis last week, and I'll share some stuff at 5 o'clock.
Good.
But there are other people who have been at Hallis or have been watching stuff that's gone on at Hallis, or folks that went to Soldier Field and watched what went on yesterday at practice, and they have some angst.
Look, the thing is, the subtext of all of these practices, and they've now had 10 practices. I believe it's 3 in a row with pads on now, culminating with
They gave the guys the day off from pads, and then they were like, we're going. The practice that I was at was the longest one that they had.
Okay. And then, so Sunday was most like a game of any of the other practices so far.
Yeah, so far, but that's going to change Friday with Miami, and then the next week with Buffalo.
All the little other minutiae.
That was Ben Johnson referring to minutiae as a minutiae. Because he's too busy to use every syllable of the word minutia.
He's got to do a lot of stuff, man.
That's how busy that man is.
He's got a lot of stuff to do. But Sunday did not go well. The Bears fans that were there were not happy. I saw all sorts of stuff inside of my algorithm. There was the reel of... I don't know what was going on with the accuracy drill. Mm. It kind of felt like Caleb was kind of messing around, and then he kind of stomped off after not getting any of them into the buckets. And then he had a great accuracy drill.
Was Steve-O there with the buckets, by the way?
I don't know, but it kind of seemed like it for sure. And people were like freaking out about that.
Here's the summary for anybody who missed it, because it's a busy weekend and your life is busy.
You're not going to win many games.
You're probably at Lala, or you were at a farmer's market in Woodlawn or Logan Square.
Might have been napping. You might have listened to Hit and Run and then taking a glorious baseball nap.
You've been to that Logan Square farmer's market, right?
Absolutely.
It is.
I go there with cash just like hanging out of my pockets, just waiting for people to take it.
I think Ray is telling us to stop talking about it. He doesn't want more people over there.
It's a good one.
They really could use more people and more congestion over there, especially with that construction on Milwaukee Avenue. Not that it's a major way I used to get around.
Not that it affects you in
Alex,
your life.
Get the mayor back on. We need to talk to him about that.
We should have had you, the mayor of Worrytown, talk directly to the mayor of Chicago today.
I told Lawrence to run up in there. I'm like, there's another listener up for grabs.
You wanted him to bum rush the interview with his Litzigore award in hand.
Around his neck, like Flavor Flav.
Ask a difficult question and then run out of the studio with his arms raised. Like he's Joe Montana. That's what you wanted him to do.
I just imagine the video guys back there just having like the Collinsworth, like, you know, shift, you know, the pan over, and then there's Lawrence. Yeah. Sliding right into the shot.
Sliding right in with the Litzigore in a circle looking like a clock around his Flavor Flav neck. I like that look. Not that you have a Flavor Flav neck. You know what I'm saying. Anyway.
Skin still looks pretty good. He's a lot older than I am.
Yeah.
And you should have him and Ben hit the Tickle the Ivories.
Who, Flav?
Yeah, Flavor Flav is like a virtuoso.
On the piano?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
We'll find. There's stuff out there of Flavor Flav playing the piano.
So the offense went to the line of scrimmage at Soldier Field 11 times. There were two delay of game penalties. They took one sack. Caleb scrambled twice. There were two completions to DJ Moore and three incompletions, one of which Roma Dunze had to knock away from a defender to hold off an interception. That summary from Brad Biggs's work on Sunday in the Trib.
Yeah, it was not good. And how not good was it? Here's what the head coach of the Bears said about
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
About it.
Man, it's great to be out there. The weather's incredible. The fans are amazing. I know our guys felt it. We treated it somewhat like our preseason zero game, if you will, by staying downtown last night. Special thank you to George and Kevin and Ryan. Get that done for us, because the guys certainly, they felt it. You know, we go into next week, our first preseason game, particularly the young guys, they get amped up a little bit. So hopefully a little familiarity with the process will calm the nerves a little bit, and then they can go out and play. But like I said, the fans were there. They were loud. I know our guys are out there right now saying thank you to them for coming. And we got some good work in. It was sloppy, sloppier than I'm probably hoping we'd be at this point. Particularly, we had a couple really good practices over the last two, and then took us a little while to get going and hear the pads clicking. But I thought towards the end we picked it up and it got pretty competitive there.
When he says sloppier than probably we were hoping, that's him being disappointed. We haven't heard a whole lot of that. We've heard him being angry every once in a while. And sometimes the anger can feel like it's by design. We've heard him being supportive. We've heard him being confident and proud. We haven't heard him disappointed.
I think Ben Johnson's actually trying all of the different methods with this stuff. I think that when we heard him earlier and it kind of sounded perturbed would be the way that I would describe it, with some of the mistakes, bumbled snaps, delay of game stuff. High school Harry stuff, right?
Well, Poppy's a little slumpy.
Exactly. I think that there was that. And then the backlash to that kind of drove him to, no, everything's okay. Like, everything's good. We've had good practices. And now we've reached the, I tried the angry thing, and I tried the supportive thing, and still things are the way that they're supposed to be.
Yeah,
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, and that just sounded like genuine disappointment, which concerns me. The actual disappointment concerns me. The pre-snap stuff, the two delays of game, and there would have been another one later on in the sequence.
They did call a timeout.
They did call a timeout. But
in the move periods. That's what they call them, the move periods.
Oh, okay. I hope people are watching on Twitch, because that little extra mechanic that you give it makes it feel, I don't know, kind of fun. Right? It feels sort of...
The move period.
Yeah, it feels like it's kind of danceable.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Well, I'll tell you what's not fun is listening to Ben talk about the pre-snap penalties.
Yeah, but it's something we're going to have to address for sure. It showed up more today than it has in practice. So this was more like a real game. And if it continues like that, we're not going to win many games.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, look.
We're not going to win many games.
Oh, hey! That's not fair. That's not fair. He said if there was a big...
What an expert edit. That's so good.
Oh, man. Look, I got to tell you. I got this thing about practice. I've always had it, but it's best exemplified maybe by, you know, a 13-year-old who's working on his piano parts. If it sounds bad in practice, that's okay. Practice is where that's supposed to happen. And maybe you've
heard Ruben doesn't know how to watch piano film, okay? So someone's got to tell him this stuff.
Nobody tells him. Nobody tells him at the other house. It's not my fault.
He's just alone watching film.
He's just alone watching piano. Nobody's telling him how to do it. But
he should watch episode 5 of Quarterback.
Probably. But like practice, and it kind of underpins the way I talk about Caleb and this camp. Like, I want him to struggle in practice. I want him to occasionally I'm getting there. I want him to occasionally, you know, if it looks bad, that's okay. Practice is when you're supposed to do that. But at a certain point, I will get concerned. I haven't been concerned. I've been a guy fighting concern actively and not really feeling it. Ben Johnson's disappointment, his full-on disappointment and his concern now has me a little bit concerned. I admit. Now, it's early. It's going to be bumpy. We knew it was going to be bumpy, and it still might be bumpy for a while.
Yeah, and that's okay.
But
I think that's okay. I'm probably more calm than most. When it comes to this,
that's why you're the mayor.
But
sometimes when the denizens get more worried, the mayor has to be mayoral.
Well, it's because having talked to people that are there every day, the feeling is that it might not look right until November. Like, there's a lot that's being asked of Caleb Williams. That doesn't mean that they won't win games, but it might not look the way that you were promised jetpacks.
Like, we're not going to win many games.
Whoa.
You know what? That's a good point by Ben Johnson. They won't win any games.
No.
I remember when I talked to y'all when I first got here, and I explained to everybody here that this offense, it takes a few years.
No.
I don't think that it'll take a few years.
So triggering.
But it is a fundamental change in the type of quarterbacking that Caleb Williams is doing.
Oh, for sure.
And because of that, I want to give him time to get adjusted to it, because there's so much that's being thrown at him. And some of that is by design. Some of that is the idea of they are throwing stuff at him to see what he can and cannot process, both figuratively and literally. They're doing this. The defense is throwing stuff at him on purpose that they might not be doing ordinarily, because they want to see how he's going to react. So
yeah.
I get it.
All of that in a bag of chips, Lawrence, all of that. But this is pre-snap stuff. This is some of the basics that you're supposed to be working on, and we know how important it is, and that's what's disappointing to Ben. And I share in his disappointment. No panic. Still not going to Worry Town. Still not going to go like set up a tent on one of your glorious vacant lots. Mostly because
I should get the extra bedroom ready for you, all right?
No.
Just make sure that it's...
No.
Okay.
No. I'm still. I'm okay. I'm all right. But a little concern. I'm stopping at a rest stop in Concernville. I'm filling up my gas tank in Concernville, and I'm standing there filling up the tank, looking around, going, "It does not feel good here. It just does not."
It's concerning.
Concernville is something ain't right here. I don't know exactly what it is, but
it's the smells mostly.
It's also, it's just the vibes.
You can smell the fear.
This place is like somebody's memory of a town, and the memory's fading. It's like there was never anything here but jungle. Yeah. Stop saying like that.
That was live audio of me and Alex Kuhn filling up the Spiegel and Holmes mobile in Concernville. That's what it sounds like.
Can I play something for you?
Can I share a moment with you? Yes.
That I wanted to go back over because
we're not going to win many games.
No, not that. You remember when we had, I think, a really good discussion about how last year really didn't mean a whole hell of a lot.
Oh, yeah. Last year was a wasted year in terms of offensive process and strategy for our number one quarterback. Good job, Ryan Paul.
I joked about the Infinity War and the speech from Thanos of, you know, if you consider failure experience, then yeah, that's experience. I just want to make sure that we hold Ben accountable to some of this stuff, because the failure of the other staff is very easy for him to dismiss as not being experiential for Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
The failure inside of his system, though.
Ben, when you're talking about success and trying to find rhythm, especially when you're dealing with sloppiness, what are the markers that you look for that can make you say, this was a successful drive, this was a successful training camp practice?
I think they're all successful from the degree of we're learning. And so just because we're not getting the yards on offense or, giving up touchdowns on defense, I mean, we are getting better as a team on both sides of the ball, all three phases, including I see special teams every day as well. So, I don't think there's any barometer or mark. I think we'll know a lot more about our team when we get these joint practices going too. I think that'll really tell us a lot, because I think for a healthy team over the course of camp, you kind of feel the defense win the day one day, and then the offense bounce back the next day, and you kind of have those even battles. That's what you want from good teams.
So do you feel like you've caught Ben Johnson in a logical inconsistency?
Yes, but I get it. Like, it's all under what he's doing, so he has control of it. He knows what the markers actually are.
It's the
he didn't know what was going on here before.
It's the stuff that they actually need to know to be good, and it's going to be the same stuff they're doing a year from now.
We hope.
Well, we had,
but I just want to make sure that we don't completely just put the grab the pom-pons. Like, we have to like listen to some of this stuff for context and whatnot.
I hear you. I understand the thought process, but I disagree that is a logical inconsistency.
Fair enough. That's fine.
No, let's dig into that a little bit more.
We don't. We actually don't have time.
I think. Well,
sorry, Lawrence. Speaks just used to this after working with his former partner the other day. You know, he's used to living in the uncomfortable, setting up shop there. So,
it's totally okay if we disagree.
Oh, no. I need it to be awkward and to stay awkward for a while. Okay.
All right, hold on.
Let's
give everyone some awkward silence. Can we agree on like 3 seconds of awkward silence?
Oh, boy. It feels like a lot.
It's a lot.
I know.
Are you ready?
In radio.
We're about to give you 3 seconds of awkward silence of us disagreeing.
Good luck, everybody.
We're not going to win many games.
Oh, man. Danny has found a new toy.
It's a great toy.
It's an edit.
Everyone wants that toy.
It's an unfair edit of a toy.
It's a great toy.
You're doing that score thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.